They were expected to be bad. They're slightly worse than was expected. Whether or not they affect Mr. Brown's survival remains to be seen. I think the working assumption among politicians and journalists here is that Mr. Brown will survive for the time being, that his opponents haven't got the strategy to drive him out. They're determined to stay. It's very hard to get rid of a sitting prime minister, particularly a Labour one, who doesn't want to go. So they assume he'll hang on. Whether or not he hangs on to election day next May, which is certainly what he wants to do, remains to be seen. An awful lot can happen. And of course, even as I speak, David Miliband may be gathering up a couple of junior cabinet ministers and heading to Downing Street to resign. I don't think he is, but it's always wise to be cautious on these occasions.
Why is it so hard for disaffected Labour MPs to get a strategy together?
Well, it depends on a number of factors. The rules are designed to make it difficult for malcontents and ex-future ministers who never will be, and ex-ministers are a bit cross, and the usual suspects, as they're always called by their opponents, difficult to make it difficult for them to oust a sitting leader. You may remember, certainly some listeners will, that back in 1989, a Tory MP hardly anybody had heard of, called Sir Anthony Mayer, challenged Margaret Thatcher. He didn't beat her, of course, but he destabilised her. Within a year, she was gone, and all political parties have since sought to prevent that kind of mischief. And on top of that, the Labour Party is notoriously sentimental about its leaders. The Tories are a bit like rapacious shareholders. If the chief executive and chairman fail to perform, out they go, as Mrs. Thatcher also found. But Labour's never sacked a leader in opposition or in power in 100 or so years. So different culture, but the rules also make it harder. In this instance, of course, the critics don't have a single candidate, or even two, or even three, they can unite behind to promote. So Brown has the benefits of incumbency despite all his upsets and misfortunes and unpopularity.
How will Gordon Brown and his supporters be seeking to calm these waters over the weeks to come?
Well, we've already seen Brown trying to do that. Last week he reshuffled the cabinet as much as he could after James Purnell left and Hazel Beres and one or two other people in slightly more questionable circumstances, because there are all sorts of factors there, personal ones and expenses and other things. And he couldn't move David Miliband or Alistair Darling if he'd wanted to, but he brought in other people. I heard a member of the cabinet saying it's a more congenial cabinet now. I suppose they would do that, wouldn't they? And he said he's going to set out clear lines on domestic policy, on economic policy. That's the most important thing from the government standpoint, getting the economy right. All week we've been seeing reports in the FT and the other papers too about the economy turning, bottoming out, business getting more confident, Lloyds Bank paying back 2 billion of our money in the papers today. They think maybe if by next spring it's looking brighter, employment is recovering, confidence is recovering, banks are lending, then we'll get the credit as the people who stayed lashed to the mast through the terrible storm of the global recession, while the Tories faffed around looking a bit feeble and wanting all the time to cut public expenditure. That's what they'll be saying.
And what about the BNP's victory? Has that angered Labour supporters enough to launch an attack on Gordon Brown?
Well, Labour ministers, but also Tory politicians too, are very embarrassed by this, deeply embarrassed. They expected it to happen. They don't know whether the BNP would get one seat or even five seats, some people said. They ended up with two. Nick Griffin in the North West actually lost votes compared with 2004. That's interesting because, of course, the BNP have got elected to councils in the North West, and young Andy Burnham, the new health secretary, who's a Lancashire boy, just 39, so I still call him a Lancashire boy, said, that we're used to them around here and they don't deliver and they don't much, and that's why people are fed up with them and they got fewer votes. But of course, the turnout fell, and that's the critical thing with a proportional representation election. You get a share of the vote. So if Labour voters stayed at home, they didn't have to vote for the BNP, they didn't have to go within a mile of the BNP, they just stayed at home, and the BNP gets elected on a smaller share of the vote. That's the way the system works.